Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Look up, fear not, the angels said. Behold, the Messiah's come, the one of whom you've read. And as he spoke to man that day, the heavenly host around the throne joined in to say, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah, then the Lord sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen.
And still today the wise men come, offering their praise God's anointed one. And as they speak, their heartfelt love, this glorious sound falls on my ears from up above.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah, the Lord sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen.
The time where the Lord Jesus Christ's birthday is being celebrated. And throughout the whole world, the world's attention is turned to that incredible day. Many of the secular world are fighting against bringing forth the name of Christ into those holidays. You can clearly see that the work of Satan is really starting to be noticed because people are blatantly coming against the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not talking about religious people who are not celebrating Christmas because they think it's a heathen holiday. I'm talking about people who are blatantly turning against God and have a hatred for God. They don't want Jesus' name mentioned during this holiday. They don't want to see any sign. They don't want any reminder that will remind them of the God of the universe. We can see the hand of Satan really strengthening as we get closer to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus was born into this world for one purpose only, and that was to release us from the clutches of Satan. That was to set us free. Satan has captured us. We were his prisoners. But the Lord Jesus Christ came. He took on the form of man. And then he took the sins of the whole world upon himself and then was crucified and paid for those sins that we might be set free. Yes, this is the plan of God and the good will of God towards men. And today I will teach on this awesome event. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace. And I ask you, Lord, that you will open the hearts of the people. You will anoint them, O God, with gladness and joyfulness as we celebrate your birthday. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the grace that you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen. When we look at what is happening during the holidays or the Christmas season, we know that the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ is buried in the debris of a lot of junk. Yes, many people don't seem to understand anymore what the true reason for the season is. There are many who are simply not interested. But for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ, we know the incredible importance of the birth of Jesus Christ. For the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to set free them that were held captive by Satan. And it's not just something you lightly talk about. You have to really think of what was in store for us. I want to give you a good idea today of what was in store for us. We were bound for the lake of fire. And the lake of fire is a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels. And this is the direction all of humanity was heading. But God came and put a stop sign right in our paths. Because to be in the lake of fire is something that a human mind cannot comprehend. It is unimaginable. The unimaginable horrors that will be with people throughout eternity, we cannot describe. But the Bible teaches us that these things will come to pass. The smoke of their torment shall arise forever and ever. And that's the place that each and every one of us was heading for. And then the Lord Jesus came upon the scene. It tells us in Luke chapter 2, verse 10. We have to understand the angels, the shepherds were watching their sheep outside of Bethlehem. And then the angels all of a sudden appeared unto them. It tells us in verse 10 of Luke chapter 2. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." I want you to listen to this verse. "I bring you good tidings of great joy." What is great joy? When we watch the secular world on TV receive some incredible price. Let's say, like lately, we've seen somebody won $50 million. To many of the people of this planet, this is an incredible amount of money. And people, it'll drive people to really do strange things to get this amount of money. So these people who won that, they had incredible joy or happiness, because joy is something different from happiness. They were happy about the situation. They were on TV. They were smiling. They were telling everybody that their problems were gone. In their heart, they somehow understood and knew that their problems, as far as money is concerned, were over. And this is exactly what God is trying to bring us to understand here. He's telling us, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. Yes. We who were heading for the lake of fire now have a hope. Not only a hope, we know that we are not going to go there because of what happened. And what happened? It tells us in verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. See, here is what the angel of the Lord is saying to all of us. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. What is a Savior? A Savior is somebody who will rescue you from the horrible time that is ahead for you. Like the people who won those $50 million, the lottery system is the one that give it to them. Well, here we have a different system. It is the Lord God that is giving to us a Savior that will save us from the horror that is to come. And the Bible teaches us it will come upon every person on the planet. And if they will not turn to the Lord, then that will be their lot for eternity. For unto us a Savior is born. I want you to really take that to heart today. Unto you a Savior is born. We should not take this lightly. I know when we grew up in religious system, Christmas came and went. We went to church. We paid a bit of attention of what happened 2,000 years ago. Yes, we all know the Christmas story, but it goes far deeper than that. We were rescued from a horrifying situation, and many, many people don't seem to grasp that. When I think of it, when I think of where I could be right now, and the reason I say where I could be right now is because I know many instances where I was close to death, either by accident or different stuff. Yes, I was rescued. I was kept from going into perdition, the horrifying place which the Bible calls the lake of fire. And who rescued me from that place? It was the Lord Jesus Christ. He came into this world. He took the form of a human being. This is very interesting, for it's a human being that had to pay the penalty for our sin. But there is something unique about this human being. He is also God. So the Lord God came and took our place and paid the penalty for our sin. This is something that is almost out of our ability to grasp. God coming to take the punishment for our sin. And it doesn't matter what sin you are into. Were you a murderer, homosexual, child molester? Whatever it is, you go on down the line. Search your heart. I know there are many people listening to this program. Search your heart and pinpoint the worst thing that you ever did. Jesus took that upon himself. And he set you free. He declared you not guilty. And then, when that happens, when we accept that as our salvation, he takes our place and we take his place. The Bible teaches us he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. This is something unbelievable, but it is something that the Word of God very plainly teaches us. So we need to put aside all religion. We need to put aside all religious activities and focus on this one thing, that Christ died for our sin. He paid for our iniquities. He simply took everything we ever did out of the way and nailed it to the tree. I like it when it is put this way the best. The Lord saw the law that condemned us, and he took the law that condemned us and nailed that law to the tree, making it ineffective. Now the Bible teaches us where there is no law, there is no sin. How simple can it get? Yes, this is what Jesus did for us 2,000 years ago. This is why we're celebrating this awesome day called Christmas. It's Christmas. It means the birth of Jesus Christ. Was he really born on the 25th of December? It doesn't really matter whether he was. The main thing was he was born. And I'm going to rejoice in that birth, not only on Christmas, but throughout my whole life and throughout my eternity. I will rejoice in that awesome birthday. Hallelujah. Why? It is because I was set free from the clutches of Satan. Sometimes when I go through my mind and the Holy Spirit opens my heart to the truth that was my situation, I cringe in horror. Yes, I cringe in horror at what could have been. But the Lord Jesus Christ changed my situation. He paid for the sin that I committed. Now I'm going to spend the eternities with him by his side, rejoicing forevermore. Am I celebrating this Christmas? You bet I am. I'm going to celebrate not only this Christmas, I'm going to celebrate throughout the year and throughout the eons of eternity, because in my mind I know where I could have gone, but my Lord Jesus Christ came and rescued me. Yes, Luke chapter 2, verse 10 is a very clear verse to me. It tells me, I bring you good tidings of great joy. And this joy is, my Savior was born, and he took my sin and your sin upon himself. Yes, that's the reason to rejoice and to celebrate this holiday. Rejoice, celebrate, because we have been set free from what was our lot. the destination, which is the lake of fire. Yes, God came to set the captives free. And for some reason, by the grace of God, I'm one of those who have been set free. I do not understand it, but one thing I do, I stand in awe and rejoice because Jesus did it for me. How about you? Are you rejoicing in your situation? Or are you fearfully looking towards the future? You can rejoice if you will turn to Jesus, receive Him as your Savior, and become a part of the kingdom of God. You will become a resident. Through the eons of eternity, you will be rejoicing because of this incredible Savior that saved us. Yes, turn to the Lord Jesus today. Become a blessing to yourself. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.
Yeah. And we can hear